A New Thing. Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your daily devotional podcast anchored in Isaiah 43 and verse 19, which reads, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." We're currently looking at God doing a new thing in the life of the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. And today we explore her, what we're going to call her demand. In John 4 verses 10 to 15, it says that Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But those who drink of the water that I give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water gushing up to eternal life." And the woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." She makes a demand at the end here, doesn't she? She finds the conversation with Jesus confusing. I think we all do to some extent. But she also finds it kind of mesmerizing. She's beginning to discover something. She's discovering something that she needs. And she even takes Jesus at his word, even after such a short conversation. And when Jesus has something that she senses she needs, and he is indeed offering it, she demands it. She asks for what she needs with a bold faith that is remarkable. The Samaritan woman could be forgiven for being somewhat confused by this conversation with Jesus. It ranges over a number of deep concepts, using metaphors involving ancient history and present-day situations. Jesus knows that she is thirsty for something more than physical water, and she grasps something of his offer. It cannot be a complete understanding at this point, but nonetheless, she asks, perhaps we might even say demands, that he fulfill his promise. Much like many of the disciples of Jesus, her grasp of Jesus' nature and what he is on earth to do develops bit by bit. And what is especially inspiring about her is that she is willing to state what she needs and ask for it, even though not everything is clear. And our lives as disciples, yours and mine, are rather like this, aren't they? It's often the case that we cannot see how God will work through the things going on in our lives and around us, yet we can ask for what we currently see and currently understand and currently sense that we need. And in doing so, we can be confident that God hears us because he has promised to do so, because Jesus has died for us and brought us to the side of the Father. So why not take some time today to ask God for the things that you know you need, even if you're aware that you don't have the full picture of what he is doing. Review your common areas of prayer, the things perhaps on your prayer list, things that you can't quite see how God is going to resolve. There are many things that are unclear in our Christian life, and sometimes God resolves things in ways we don't expect, or at times and in ways that are difficult for us to anticipate. But when we pray by faith, or rather when we take God at his word that he hears our prayers, we continue to pray and make our requests, even when it isn't clear how it's all going to work out. That's living by faith. That's allowing God to do a new thing, not us dictating to him what that new thing should be. So I hope you find your heart, your life, your congregation, and your entire world inspired by God doing a new thing. Until tomorrow, take care, and God bless.